half of regional civil society engagement mechanism for UNEC region. Inaccessibility, digital divide, lack of transparency regarding data and ownership profoundly hinder civil society's capacity to participate in sustainable development. The majority of unconnected individuals are women, girls, and people from marginalized groups, such as older people, people with disabilities, and people with language barriers. As we have seen during this forum, we are lacking data for many targets, and the data we do have is lacking intersectional gender desegregation. There is a pressing need to enhance funding for SDG monitoring and implementation within our member countries, coupled with concerted efforts to elevate digital literacy and refine e-governance structures. Digitalization offers CSOs opportunities to expand their impact, but also presents threats like digital misuse, surveillance, cyber attacks, and exclusion. Some member states are using the opportunity of calls for digital regulation to impose laws that threaten the fundamental right of association and restrict CSOs' online freedom and activities. These actions can significantly restrict CSOs' effectiveness and freedom. They also threaten democracy. In the digital age, cybersecurity and digital rights are not ancillary concerns but are foundational to the development and regulation of digitization. Technological advancements, particularly AI, are moving at a rapid speed. Stereotypes, discrimination, racism, and misogyny are being entrenched in technology and leaving women, girls, and people from marginalized groups behind, especially in developing countries with a notable underrepresentation in STEM fields with AI. Civil society recommends the following: increase regional cooperation and national research for funding and promoting equitable technology transfers between countries in our region and to the global south. Fortify partnership between governments, local and international entities, civil society organizations, and trade unions across all strata to pool resources and expertise in addressing inclusivity and digital literacy. Academia and civil society should play a critical role in data scrutiny and collection, underpinning the reinforcement of social dialogue and data desegregation. Democratize financing for technology and knowledge transfer, and establish clear guidelines and frameworks that prevent the monopolization of funding by government-affiliated NGOs. We advocate for an equitable distribution of resources, prioritizing initiatives that demonstrate tangible impacts on inclusivity and digital literacy. Incorporate principles of human rights, gender equality, and intersectionality in the conception, design, development, and regulation of digital technologies. This commitment should be reflected in national digital strategies and international cooperation efforts. Regulations must be built on input from consultations with people from marginalized communities. Promote decolonization of internet governance and work towards fostering multilateral decision-making processes that include women and individuals from marginalized groups. Establish a digital rights charter to ensure that digital freedoms are upheld and respected. Furthermore, legislation related to technology and internet governance, including digital misinformation, should center on human rights obligations to prevent misuse that could lead to silencing or censorship of civil society, media, and citizens. Decision makers should restrict AI development until we have a policy in place to ensure human control. The current implementation of legislative efforts to tackle AI, such as the EU AI Act, which was adopted yesterday, must prioritize human rights and safeguards against potential risks associated with unchecked technological progress, such as digital misinformation campaigns by anti-gender actors, climate deniers, and big pharma. To tackle disinformation and uphold information integrity, we need a strong and free independent media engaged in verification initiatives. This includes local journalism and journalism serving underrepresented and marginalized communities. civil society in our region is already engaged with training the media on how harmful narratives affect public participation and democracy. Education and lifelong learning is pivotal for not leaving anyone behind and for strengthening society's resilience against misinformation and disinformation. By embracing these recommendations, we champion a future where digital transformation upholds the rights and potential of every individual. Let us commit to these actions, fostering a world where technology serves as a bridge to a more equal and sustainable future for all. Thank you.